Okay. The Gemara was discussing if there's an obligation to do malchus and payment, which one do you do? So there's an argument before the Gemara. Both opinions say you pay money, you don't get malchus. Another opinion says you get malchus and you get money. But before, the Gemara was discussing what we're in the middle of now. The Gemara was discussing the source of this din. So if Shisha said before, a source that if you wound somebody, you only pay money and you don't get malchus, even though you transgress the negative commandment of the Torah of hitting somebody, and the Torah says you're not allowed to hit somebody. So he says, he wrote a whole thing from the pregnant woman, you push her off the cliff, and if there's an accident, but the Gemara refuted it. So now the Gemara is looking for another source of why, when you damage somebody, you only have to pay the damages, and you don't get lashes, even though you transgress a negative commandment by hitting the guy. So Gemara says like this, 33b1, almost at the end of the page. Or otherwise, it's like seven lines in the top of the page. Mehacha, from another pasuk. It says like this, Im Yalkum Yisalech Vachutz HaMashanti V'nika HaMaka. The Torah speaks about two people fighting. Okay? So the Torah says, if you kill him, then you, if it's intentional, you get capital punishment. If it was accidental, you go to the Ari Miklat City Refuge. Then the pasuk says, Im Yalkum Yisalech Vachutz, if the guy, after you beat him up, gets up, and walks outside, al meshante and his own strength, then, v'niko hamakam, then the salient, the one that did it, should be absolved. That means, like this, the Torah says, if you killed them, then if it was accidental, you went to the city refuge. If it was intentional, you get killed. If the guy doesn't die, and he gets up and he walks around on his own strength, so then you're absolved. You don't get this death. So the Gemara says, what is it coming to exclude? That you don't get killed? You know, the Torah says like this, if you killed him, you die. And if you didn't kill him,
you're absolved.
You're absolved from what? The Gemara says, that will ever enter your mind, that this guy's walking around the street, and this guy gets killed. I mean, what's the Torah saying? You're absolved from what? It can't mean death, because there's no reason to think the guy's walking around, why should he get killed? I didn't kill him. So what does it mean? Malamich, it says like this, interesting halacha. Chayv shinaisai, when a guy beats somebody up, the Gemara says like this, you put him into jail. Why do you put him into jail? To see what the outcome of this guy he beat up is going to be. Because sometimes you don't know right away. He can die later, or whatever. So if the guy died, this is what the Braisa says. Katlin and Lay, then he gets capital punishment. Eli miss, if he didn't die. Go. If he didn't die, shift a yitain, you have to pay his workman's comp that he's missing. But up and you have to pay the doctor bills. So this is what the Braisa says. So the Braisa says like this. Two people are fighting. If you kill him, capital punishment. If he gets healthy and walks around, you're absolved. Okay? So the Gemara is saying, obviously it's not absolved from death. Because you didn't kill him. So what does it mean? What's the Torah saying? The Torah says like this. When two begin to fight, the guy gives a guy a critical hitting. Bezdin doesn't know if the guy's gonna die or not. We're afraid the guy's gonna run away. So what did they do? They lock him up. Just to hold him. To see what the outcome of the patient is. If he dies, because of his wounds, then you kill him. If he doesn't, then he has to pay doctor bills and comp, workers' comp and damage, you know, the five damages that he pays. This is what the Braisa says. So now the Gemara is asking this. Hey, Chidami, what's the case over here? Was he warned or was he not warned? So it says, Ida lo yisrubei, if they didn't warn him when he hit him, amai miktubai, he would never get killed. Even if the guy died, you only get capital punishment if you were warned. If you weren't warned, he's not going to get capital punishment. And the Braisa says if he died, you kill him. That means he was warned. And, El Pshita, we must say, the Asrubay, they didn't warn him. They did warn him not to kill him. And yet, like the Gemara said, we had this Gemara before, Umeisra ledavar chamor, and if they warned him for a worse punishment, Musra ledavar akal, he's automatically warned for a lesser crime. Meaning like this, if they warned him, don't kill him, and if you kill him, you're going to get capital punishment. Right? We learned before in the Gemara said that that warning for a stricter sin is also valid for a lesser sin. If the guy didn't die, but you did a negative commandment. So really, what's the lesser sin? Hitting him, which is a negative commandment, which should give you lashes. Correct? And yet, Va'amir Achmani, yet the Torah says, what do you do? You don't get lashes. What do you do? Shift a yiting, you pay workers' comp, and Verapi Yirapi. You have to pay deductibles. So the Gemara says like this, this is a proof that if you hit somebody, you only have to pay damages, you don't get lashes. Why? From this price, what does the price say? If a guy beat him up, you lock him up. Okay? The guy that did it. If the guy dies, you give him capital punishment. If not, he pays damages. Now, that's what the Braisa says. So let's analyze it. There's no question that the Braisa means he was warned. Because if he wasn't warned, even if the guy dies, you can't kill him. Right? There's no capital punishment if you're not warned. So therefore, we must say the guy was warned. And we must say, the Gemara's assumption now is, that if you're warned for a stricter sin, it's a valid warning for a lesser sin. Now over here there's two sins, killing a guy and hitting a guy. Killing a guy, you get killed. Hitting a guy, not killing him, it's a negative command, so I would think you would get lashes. Yet what does the Torah say? The Torah doesn't say that he gets lashes. The Torah says you have to pay the doctor bills, you have to pay workers' comp, you have to pay damages and the pain and the embarrassment and all that. So we see from here that by damaging somebody, this is the source that you pay and you don't get whipped. You only pay and you don't get whipped.
Like what if the witness...
All money.
What if the witnesses that says they warned him, they lie?
Well, if they lied, then you do to them what they wanted to do. The whole process. We're talking the witnesses didn't lie in this case. In this particular case, they didn't lie.
How long they keep him? In the jail?
Until they see if the guy gets better or not.
Few days?
Depends how long the guy gets off his back to normal.
He's recovering.
I'll give you an example. God forbid, a guy beat up somebody, knocked him into a coma. Right? It could take months.
Yes.
Years.
Has to be in jail?
Well, it's not a jail we told. It's not like, there's no jail. Just... Besdin keeps him, the guy shouldn't run away.
They put a thing on his ankle. Like
no, they didn't have electronics in those days.
Okay, this is only one of the few cases of jail in Torah.
Yeah. You find last week's parasha, Mekeshi Shetzim, the guy that cursed God and the guy that chopped the wood, I mean gathering the wood. Yeah. So over there they didn't know what the punishment was. They locked him up to hear from Hashem what the punishment is. Here, we're locking up because we don't know if he'll be killed or just pay damages. Now, one thing is for sure. If the guy gets killed, then he doesn't pay the damages. Because Kim Lebedrabimine with him before in the Gemara, when you get killed by Beis Din, everybody says you don't have to pay damages. Right? By Karis, Rabbi Chunin ben Akanis says also that daga argument. But by when the court kills you, then for sure you don't pay damages.
It's a funny statement. His state doesn't pay damages. After he's dead, it doesn't matter. Right?
No, I mean, you pay the guy, the family, the doctor bills expenses.
What if he walks out and a car hits him?
No, then you're off the hook.
So you have to plan it.
You have to plan, yeah.
How do we learn that we have to keep him for a while? That maybe it means right away if he get up, it's get up. If he get
no,
up,
because
get up.
It says, the Pasuk says, Im Yokum, if he gets up. So Bezdin's afraid, that's the way the Gemara is touching the Pasuk. The Gemara is interpreting the Pasuk, if you don't lock him up, what's going to stop him from running away?
So no, why we have to wait? Maybe why we don't make the end right away? If he got killed, okay, then we punish him. If he's okay.
You're right, but what happens if it takes time until he's okay?
Well, you should be worried about that.
If a guy beats somebody up, yeah, and the guy's in a coma, he might die. And if he dies, it's from what you did. Right?
Is it common sense, or do we have a villain from the...
No, the pasuk, it implies it in the pasuk. Because the pasuk says, if he kills him, he dies. If. So that if doesn't have to be right away. It could be any time.
And meanwhile, he has to pay all his expenses.
Yeah. Okay, but now the Gemara is going through the same repetition as before. The Gemara made a statement that if you're warned for a stricter thing, death, you're definitely warned for the lesser thing. But again, Maskel of Ashi, same repetition of the Gemara from before. Mimai the Materes the Davar Chamur. How do you know if a guy's warned for a stricter sin? Have a Musil Davar Akal, he's warned for a lesser sin. Maybe it's not like that. Maybe you're only warned for the sin that you're doing. Intentional. Capital punishment. How do you know you're warned for a lesser sin? And also, Im Tim Suleimer Have, and even if you say that the stricter punishment, meaning death, is also a valid warning for Malkus, for lashes, he says, again, the same Gemara like before, Mimai de Misa Chamira, who said death is worse than lashes? Dilma Malkus Chom, maybe lashes are worse. Remember, like Gemara said in the Mamish in the other page, on top of this page. But Amr Rav said, Elmolin Agdul Hanani Mishov Azaria, if they would have whipped Hanani Mishov Azaria, Pochel Utsama, they would have bowed down to the idol. Right? So there's an interesting thesis over here. I know why thesis is here, not in the page before. He said, first of all, the whole thing, that this concept doesn't make sense. Rav says that if they would have whipped, like this, they were ready to give up their lives. But if they would have been whipped, they would have bowed to the idol. So first of all, thesis says like this, Tema. The Gemara says, in Brachas, the famous Gemara, when Rabbi Kiva was being tortured by the Romans, right? He says, he was laughing. So he said to him, how can you laugh? So Rabbi Kiva said, Oh, my whole life, I was waiting. It says, even if they kill you, right, Mesirus Nefesh? He said, my whole life, I was waiting for the opportunity to give up my life for the sake of God. Now that it's happening, I shouldn't be happy. Okay? Now, so Taisus says, implication is that even if they torture the person, you have to give up your life. Taisus is asking very simple questions. Hanani Mishol Vazaya, right? The Gemara says, maybe they would have, if they would have gotten whipped instead, they would have bowed to the idol. Even if you torture, you're not allowed to bow to an idol. Like, where does Rav get the statement from? If somebody said, bow down to an idol, it's a whip you. Halachically, what do you have to do? You have to get whipped. Right? So what does Rav say? That if they would have gotten whipped, they wouldn't have been able to handle it, they would have worshipped the idol. It's against halacha. Chanan Yimshov Vazayu, great tzaddik, I'm not going to go against halacha. So today's answer, interesting answer. That wasn't idols that Nebuchadnezzar had. It wasn't an idol. It was a statue, not as an idol, but as honoring the king. And therefore, Taisus says, Alpha became Hoya Bekiddush Hashem. It was still sanctifying God's name, because it might have been misunderstood. And therefore, they gave up their life to death. Okay? So he said, and then Taisus said, but it's not the implication of the Gemara, means it is actually idols. So therefore it says like this. The way Taisus learns, according to Halacha, they could have bowed to it, because it wasn't Aveda Zara. But they were willing to give up their life. So Rav said, but if they would have gotten beaten, they wouldn't have done that.
They find leniency
in it. But if it will be really Aved Zara, then there's no way they can find the leniency. Because it's Mamash Aved Zara. Even if they torture you, you have to give up your be tortured not to worship an idol.
Even, I think, in their stature, they would have not found leniency, just like Mordechai refused to.
That's the whole discussion, what exactly humming it around, it was an idol, it was not an idol. In fact, whatchamacallit, the whole story of Chana and the seven children, Chana and the seven sons, he said, just bend down to pick up a ring.
Act like doing it.
And so the kid gave up his life. Okay. So the Gemara again asks also a question on this. The Gemara says, Amalei, it's the same Gemara like before. Amalei, Rav Sama, B'nei Rav Asi, Rav Ashi, or some people say, Rav Sama, the son of Rav Ashi, said to Rav Ashi. But he said, what are you talking about? There's a difference between lashes, which you know exactly how many you're getting, and Nebuchadnezzar's lashes, that you don't know how much you're getting. I mean like this, the Gemara said, Rav Ashi asked the question, how do you know? Death is worse than lashes. Maybe lashes is worse than death. And the proof is, M'chanani Mishal Vazaria. Right? But over there, they didn't know how many they were going to get. Maybe they've gotten 10,000. Who knows? But when the guy gets Malchus, for sure Malchus is less than Misa. So he said, Lishanuch, you don't differentiate between Akashi, Yeshi, kids between Malchus that has a set amount, which is definitely not as bad as death. Lakoshe and Lakitza to beating that, you know, you'd want to die already because it's so much. Okay, so now there's another, we still look, need the source. So Gemara says like this, another question, Maskola, Mari asks Bechlal on Rav Yaakov's source of this whole thing. He said, Mimai de Bemeze Vinika Miktolo, how do you know when the Torah says, Im Yaakov Yisale Bachutz, the Nika Hamaka, he's absolved. So Gemara thought it means from death. And Gemara says it can't mean that because if the guy's walking around, why should he get killed? So Gemara said, who said that's what it means, death? Maybe it means accidental. And the Nika means he'd be absolved from Golus. Meaning like this. Maybe they didn't warn the guy. Maybe they didn't warn the guy. In the second half. But he acted unintentionally. So therefore the Torah says, if the guy wasn't killed, you don't have to go to the city of refuge. In other words, he was only warned if he was going to kill him intentionally. Right? But here, the punishment is, how do you know it's actually referring to death, that he's going to get death, maybe means he would kill them accidentally, he would be run to the city of refuge. And the Gemara says, Kash, okay, so you have a question. The Gemara doesn't answer it. Okay. Now the Gemara is this much easier, Gemara coming up. If you remember before, in the Gemara, there was a contradiction between our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that if somebody seduces his sister, he gets lashes, but there's no fine. And the Mishnah Makkah said, right, that, our Mishnah says you pay the fine, you don't get Malchus. The Mishnah Malchus says you get Malchus and you don't pay the fine. But there was a contradiction between the two Mishnahs. So Rabbi Yechon answered one answer, Rish Lakish answered another answer. Now the Gemara is going to say Rish Lakish, I mean Ula and Rabbi Yechon. Rish Lakish answers another answer. He says, very simple answer. Hamani, you know which opinion this goes like. Rav Meir, the Amar Loiko Meshali. Rav Meir holds an interesting din. You get Malchus, and you pay. Up to now, the Gemara said a statement, you either get one of the two. So Ula said one way, and Rebekah said the other way, what you get. But no opinion so far in the Gemara said, you get both. But Rish Lakish says, we're soon going to show it, Rav Meir holds that if you do a sin that you get malchus, and you pay, have to pay, you do both. So our Mishnah says, you get malchus. What does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says, you pay the fine, but you also get malchus. And the Mishnah Malchus, it says malchus, and you get the fine, that's everybody else. Our Mishnah says, you pay the fine, you don't get malchus. Well, the Mishnah doesn't say that you don't get malchus. You pay the fine. The Mishnah Malchus says, you get malchus, and you don't pay the fine. Right? So one answer is, one opinion is, you do one of the two. Here the Gemara says, our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir. What does Rav Meir hold? Whenever you get malchus, and you have to pay, you do both. So when our Mishnah says you pay the fine, it means you get malchus and the fine. Because you have to pay both. Where do we see this din? So the Gemara says, Ira Meir afilu bitei nami. So then according to the Meir, even if you seduce your daughter, you also have to pay the fine. And that already is capital punishment. And yet the Meir later on in the Mishnah says that you don't pay the fine if you seduce your daughter, because over there is capital punishment. So the Gemara says like this: V'chi teim, if you're going to say that Meir leika mishalim, okay, that the Meir holds islay, he holds leika mishalim islay, that you get malchus and you pay, but you don't get killed and pay, that you don't do both together. The Gemara says you can't. Okay, let's just explain this a little bit.
Better late than ever.
Hello, everybody.
Start at 8:30?
Yeah, 8:30. About 25 minutes ago, yeah. Okay, it's better late than ever.
35 minutes.
It's better late than Westwood.
Better late than ever.
Okay.
I'm going to sneak behind you.
The Mishnah, our Mishnah says, the first Mishnah of the Perek, says, if a guy was with his sister, he says, they get knas. He has to pay the fine. The Mishnah Malchus says, you get Malchus and you don't pay the fine. You get whipped and you don't pay the fine. So that's a contradiction. So the Gemara answered the various different answers, Rabbi Yechon and Ula, the various different answers, okay? So because Rabbi Yechon holds that when there's Malchus and Mammon, you get Malchus, you don't pay. Ula says the opposite. So now the story is like this. Rish Lakish answers, our Mishnah that says you pay the fine goes according to Rav Meir. Because Rav Meir says even when you get Malchus, you still pay the money. Okay? So the Gemara asks, if that's the case, then even if you seduce a daughter where there's capital punishment, where Beis Din kills you, then you also should pay the fine. And the Mishnah later says that because Beis Din kills you if you have seducing your daughter, incest with your daughter, then you don't have to pay the fine. But the Gemara says no. The Gemara says maybe Rav Meir holds you get lashes and a fine, but not death and a fine. The Gemara says maybe that's the difference. So the Gemara is going to show now that even according to Rav Meir, even when you get killed by Beis Din, you still pay the fine. Where do we see this? It's very interesting then. V'lei, it's not true. Okay, but Tanya, we learned in a braisa like this. Ganav v'tovach b'shabbos. Okay, let me explain this din very simply. It's a very simple din in Mishpatim. You steal something, you pay back double. Okay, careful. What happens if you steal an animal and slaughter it or kill it? The Torah says you pay 4 and 5. Arba pom tachas aser v'chamisha pom tachas asher. Right? You pay 4 or 5 times the amount.
Okay.
Okay? Now. You got it? If you steal something, just steals it, you pay double. What happens if you steal an animal and shecht it or sell it? So then you pay 4 or 5 times the amount. Now what happens if somebody stole on Shabbos and he shechted the animal on Shabbos?
So it gets death.
Now, desecration of Shabbos. You're going to get stoned. Does he have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount?
That's one or the other.
What?
In other words, if you get a penalty for one thing, you don't have to do...
So the mayor just got through saying that if you get whipped, you have to pay money anyway. So the Gemara is trying to figure out if that applies to death and money also. So because the Mishnah later, which is a continuation of our first Mishnah, that says if you seduce a sister where you get Malkus, you pay the fine, it goes according to that mayor. So the Gemara says, why later, when the Mishnah says if a guy seduces his daughter, because he gets killed by Beis Din, he doesn't pay the fine. According to that mayor, you should pay the fine. And the Gemara says, and if you want to differentiate, that a mayor says, lashes and fine, you do both, but not death and fine. The Gemara says, not true. And the Gemara is quoting this braisa. A guy stole an animal on Shabbos and shechted the animal on Shabbos.
That's great Shabbos.
Now, that's a great Shabbos. He's going to get stoned. Does he pay 4 or 5 times the amount?
I would say yeah.
Okay, we didn't ask you though.
But I would say yeah.
If I would have asked you, you would have
said what Rashi
okay,
says.
Okay, yeah. So he says like this. Gone if Tavach B'Shabbos, if somebody stole an animal and shechted it on Shabbos, or gone if Tavach L'Avedus Kechavim, he stole an animal and then shechted it for idol worshipping, which is again capital punishment. Mm. Right? Or gone of shirt on niskel utvachai. A guy stole a shirt, and shirt on niskel means like this. If an axe kills a person, you have to stone the axe. That's what the Torah says.
Stone the axe, really?
Yeah. If an axe kills a person, right, you stone the axe. The Gemara said, what did the axe do? Because something bad happened to a person, so you stone the axe. So what happens? A guy stole a shor and niskel. I mean, Beis Din condemned the axe to be stoned, and the guy came and ripped it off. And then he shechted it. Okay?
When he ripped it off, he stole it.
Yeah, but the Gemara says, what's this? Okay, anyway. So what does it say? Mishalem tashlumi arba v'chamisha divrei Rameir. The Rameir says, in all of these cases, even though the guy is going to get killed for desecrating Shabbos, or for slaughtering for Avodah Zarah, he still has to pay 4 or 5 times the amount. Chachamim, Peter. Chachamim say no. So what do you see from here? That Rav Meir holds, and this is Gemara's question, if you want to say our Mishnah, that says you get whipped and pay the fine, goes according to Rav Meir, who holds that you whipped and pay the fine. So why does the Mishnah say later that if a guy does it to his daughter because he gets killed, he doesn't pay the fine? But the question is, we see in this braisa that the Rameir holds that if you get killed, you also pay the fine. Right? That's what the Rameir holds. Even if the guy shechted it on Shabbos, or he shechted it for Avodah Zarah, where he gets killed for capital punishment, he still has to pay the fine. So you see, the mayor holds, even in that case. So if our Mishnah goes according to the mayor, why is the next Mishnah, which is a continuation of our Mishnah, say, why does the next Mishnah say that if you seduce your own daughter because you get killed, you don't have to pay the fine? According to the mayor, you would have to pay the fine anyway. So the Gemara answers like this. Ha'itmet Allah, the case, but the Gemara says that's not the meaning of that Mishnah over there. Because Amr of Yaakov, Amr of Yechidon, or some people say Amr of Yim, Amr of Shlokish. Rab Abin, Rab Eloi, V'chol Chavrus, and Mishmeid, Rab Yechidon, Amr. Everybody says in the name of Rab Yechidon. You know why over there Rab Meir says you pay the 4 and 5? B'teveach ha'idei acher. When somebody else shechted it, he didn't shecht it. Meaning like this. A guy stole the animal on Shabbos, and he gave the animal to somebody else to shecht. So who desecrated Shabbos?
The other guy.
The second guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The guy himself didn't desecrate Shabbos.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't deserve death.
Right? So therefore the mayor says, that's when you pay the 4 or 5 times the amount.
Right.
Because you're not getting killed.
Right.
The Gemara's whole question was, the Gemara wanted a proof in this Mishnah that a mayor holds, even when you get killed, you pay the fine.
Right.
In this case, not the case.
So Gemara says, that's not the case over here. Everybody explains that Mishnah to mean that the guy himself didn't shecht the animal on Shabbos or for idol worshipping. Somebody else shecht. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. That doesn't make sense. You have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount if you kill the animal.
Right.
But he didn't.
But he didn't kill the animal. You killed the animal. Why should I pay?
Right. So he shouldn't get anything.
Yeah,
right. But he hired a hitman.
Said that the whole thing doesn't make sense.
He hired a hitman.
No, it doesn't make sense.
He didn't desecrate Shabbos and he didn't kill the animal.
Right. So Gemara says, okay, because he didn't desecrate Shabbos, Gemara says somebody else did, so therefore you have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount. But the question is, I didn't kill the animal. The Torah says, if the guy that stole the animal killed it or sold it, then you pay 4 or 5 times the amount.
He still stole it.
But if somebody, yeah, but if you're stealing, you don't pay 4 or 5 times the amount. Only if you killed it.
But right. Did he tell the other guy to kill it?
Pay double?
It doesn't matter if I told him to do it. He did it, but I didn't
does
do it.
He still pay double?
Yeah.
At least that's double. So he's still getting a kanas.
But the Gemara answers an interesting thing. In that case, the guy would have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount. Why? Amr Avadavah says, Amr Achmanah, the Torah says like this. When the Torah speaks about stealing an animal and shechting it or selling it, the Torah says, you slaughter it or sell it. Which means like this. We liken slaughtering to selling. In order to sell, somebody else has to be involved. So the din of slaughtering, even if somebody else is involved, you still pay it. The Gemara's question was, somebody else slaughters it, why should I pay the 4 or 5 times the amount? So Gemara says, no, we do. Because the Torah says, you kill it or sell it. Now obviously to sell it, you need somebody else to buy it. Mm-hmm. You can't sell it to the...
What if a Jew slaughtered on Shabbos?
One minute. So therefore, you needed somebody else to buy it. So the same thing would apply, that even if somebody else shechted it for you, slaughtered it for you, you'd also have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount.
What about the desecration of Shabbos though? Who gets that?
If he did it intentionally, he would get killed.
The guy who did it.
The guy who did it.
What about the guy who sent him to do it?
If I tell you, no, there's a rule in halacha, in the Gemara in Kedushin, ein shliach l'dvar aveda. If I tell you, go desecrate Shabbos. So normally you're my agent. When you do something, you'll say, I did it. Mm-hmm. Yeah? But if I tell you, go desecrate Shabbos.
Or go kill somebody even.
Or kill somebody, desecrate Shabbos, whatever. Yeah? I don't get killed. Even though you're my agent, and normally whatever you do is considered as if I did it, right? Like the Gemara says, if you want to send the shliach to separate truma. So when you separate the shliach, separates truma, say the guy that sent him did it. Or a guy sent somebody to do kedushin on a woman. So when the shliach did it, it's like the guy himself did it. So the Gemara says, why, if I send you to kill somebody to desecrate Shabbos, why am I not obligated? The Gemara says a rule, ein shliach l'dvar aveda. When it comes to sin, there's two reasons. The Gemara learns out from a pasuk, and then the Gemara says a logic. It's called divrei rav, divrei talmid, divrei mishaymin. The Gemara says this in Kedusha, a very famous Gemara. The Gemara says, I tell you to kill somebody. Yeah? So now, Bezer will come, hey, you sent him, it's your, I say, listen, I told him to kill somebody. God told you not to kill somebody. Who do you listen to, me or God?
Right. God.
So therefore, Mar says there's no shliach when it comes to doing that.
So nothing would happen to you.
But here, no. In heavenly court, you know.
God.
By the way, Shammai holds, yes, shliach l'dvar aveda. Shammai holds, Gemara brings on in Kedushin, that if you send somebody to kill somebody, a hitman, and he kills him, you get killed. But Hillel disagrees, and the halacha is not like Shammai. The halacha is not like Shammai. But Shammai holds that. That if you do send somebody to do an Aveda, he's your agent, and therefore you're going to get killed.
We'll see, right?
It's like putting a stumbling block in front. If you tell someone to do something wrong, it's like putting a stumbling block in front.
Correct, that you're not allowed to do anything. We're talking now.
But the shlicha gets killed.
After the fact. But Gemara says like this. The Gemara's question was, how could the other guy shecht it, and you paid it 4 or 5 times the amount? You didn't do it. So Gemara answers, in this din, because it's monetary, we learn that if you're just like selling is through somebody else, shechting is also through somebody else. And therefore, the guy that sent it would have to pay. So therefore, the Gemara says interesting like this. The truth is, Rav Meir holds, and this is the final outcome of the Gemara now. Rav Meir really holds, if you get Malkus, you pay also. You get both. Right? Therefore, our Mishnah says, you seduce the sister, you get Malkus, and you have to pay. The next Mishnah says, by your daughter, you don't pay because you get killed. Yeah, Rav Meir agrees with that. When Bezdin kills you, then you taka don't pay. This din by Shabbos, you shechted the animal on Shabbos, Rav Meir says you still have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount. So you see, you get killed, and you have to pay. Mar says, no, the guy himself didn't shecht the animal. Somebody else shechted the animal. So the ganef, the thief, taka pays 4 or 5 times the amount.
Double the amount.
But he's not getting killed.
Because he didn't do the killing himself. Because
he didn't desecrate Shabbos.
Right.
So the Gemara's outcome, according to this whole Megillah, according to the Shlokish, is that our Mishnah, to answer the contradiction between Malkus, the Mishnah and Malkus, that says you get whipped and you don't pay the fine, that's according to most opinions. But our Mishnah says you get whipped and pay the fine, that's Rav Meir's opinion. And Meir holds you get whipped and you pay the fine. And our Mishnah is Rav Meir. Rav Meir's opinion.
If he killed on Shabbos, but it was for Pikuach Nefesh.
What does that mean?
I mean, self-defense. No.
He killed an animal?
No, he shecht the animal.
No, then you...
Or to feed someone because it's of emergency.
Then you don't get killed, you get a mitzvah.
Right, so he stole the animal. So he has to pay, but he didn't desecrate Shabbos because he did it for the sake of a mitzvah. Is that...
Yeah, but then he wouldn't have to pay for, well, he might have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount.
He pays 4 and 4, but he doesn't get the...
Yeah, he didn't, that's great Shabbos. He said, didn't save a life. Let me ask you a question. Somebody's dying, Pekuach Nefesh, and he goes into a guy's house, okay? He's dying, Mamish dying, Pekuach Nefesh, yeah? So you're allowed to steal, to save a life. Correct? Do you have to pay for it?
Yes, probably. Yes.
The din is you have to pay for it. You're allowed to steal, but still you took some of these goods.
Since it was Pekuach Nefesh, you could do a
you could steal it. You're not punished for stealing, but you still doesn't give you permission to take a guy's stuff without permission. You still have to pay for it.
So it's a save for someone's life. If someone told you go steal $1 million from that guy, you're allowed to do it just to save that guy's life.
What do you mean, sir? How do you save a life?
I'm saying, if so, get me that $1 million from that guy, or I'm gonna, you know, pop this guy full of lead. You know, so then
you can do it, but you have to pay back the money.
Right. But you have to go do it at least to save.
You're allowed to do it because it's saving a life.
It's still wrong. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying it's still wrong.
Yeah, but it doesn't always work like that. For instance, if Gaim Kitzadin Shchunorch, Gemara Shabbos Kitzadin Shchunorch, a guy, the gangsters come to a city, and they say, give this guy to us to kill, or else we'll kill out the whole city. It's not even on Shabbos, it's Gemara on Shabbos, but gangsters come to a city, yeah, there's 100 people in the city, say, we want Mr. X to kill, and if you don't give him, we're going to kill the whole city. You're not allowed to give him.
That's right, yes. That's what I would guess. Yeah.
You can't do an active killing somebody.
Wasn't there a time, I think that in Shmuel base, there was a situation like this where, there was a lady in a town, a walled city, someone's running away from, Yoav or something like that. He was in a walled city. And then they were debating. He said, I'm going to slaughter the whole town unless you give me the guy. David Melch wanted to kill him. Or something like that.
The din is not.
I don't know. I think they threw
it. The din is not allowed.
I'm not sure.
Okay, Negmar continues like this. What?
Somebody was hired Misa and didn't kill him yet.
Say it louder.
Say, give us one person.
No.
What if it's somebody who's hired Misa and didn't kill him yet?
It's not up to them to do it. Okay, Ve'erev Yishmol Tana. Oy, l'rabis is a shliach. It says like this. One answer the Gemara was, we liken shechting to selling. Now the Gemara says, No, we learn out the shliach that even if somebody else shechs it for me, I still pay 4 or 5 times the amount. Because it says tvachay o mechorei. The Torah could have said tvachay o mechorei. Oy is an extra word. So the Gemara learns, oy, that even if a shliach did it, you have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount. And that's, by the way, bottom line halacha. If I steal something and I give it to a butcher to kill, or to slaughter, whatever, the sheikh, because I don't know how to shecht. I give it to the sheikh, I still pay 4 or 5 times the amount, not the sheikh. Because I gave it to him to do. Okay, just one more thing. We learn it out from different tachas. The word tachas says, tachas asher, tachas asad. Actually, the word tachas teaches us even a shliach, that he also, the shliach, the shechter to sell it is good enough, and he pays 4 or 5 times the amount he also.
What does tachas mean?
Instead of.
Oh, instead.
Okay.